Hi, everybody. I'm Jodi Pear. And today's reading is going to be again from Simple Abundance, a day book of comfort and joy by Sarah von Braunach. And it's because it's so perfect what she has written for today's meditation. And I just think that it's so important right now for people to just start really paying attention to what they have chosen to surround themselves with in their home environment. And that's what she talks about today. So I want to continue on with her book. I mentioned some other books that we are going to be talking about. And one is by Julie Morgenstern, Organizing from the Inside Out. I am just starting to get into this book myself, and it's so good about helping you see what clutter means, you know, and why these things accumulate in our house and how we can think about them differently. And I'm going to save these for this book primarily for my conversations when Kathy is here with me, because this is the foundation of her teachings and the services that she offers as a professional organizer. And she is also an intuitive life coach. But yeah, so I would like to have those conversations with when Kathy is here. And another book that I did a reading from yesterday, and I'm going to be diving more into this book because this is the foundational teachings for me as a house coach. And this is Kirsten Steno's book that she wrote called Make Your Home a Soul Oasis. And it is an inspirational self-help book using interior design and life coaching tools, limited edition for Beau Concept by Kirsten Steno. And I did my first reading from this one yesterday. And so I launched a podcast yesterday, and that is brand new for me. It was an idea that came to me this week. I have been working on these videos for more than a year, and I just wanted to provide another format, another way to share this information. And, you know, I'm fumbling my way through. I don't know how to do this stuff. It drains me, but, you know, I just keep finding resources and trying to figure out how to do these things and offer different services for you. And so bear with me. I know I feel like I'm being messy and I'm a little uncomfortable right now and maybe awkward and, but my intention is in my new, thought process about why am I doing this and really what do I want to do going forward. And it is really, I just want to be a source of inspiration for you. And, I guess I'm taking the pressure off myself to try to provide all of those answers myself. And I have, I have received so much inspiration from other thought leaders and authors and designers. And, I think I have a different perspective on these things. And this is what I want to share with you, is my perspective and then all of these other resources. So that is my intention, is to inspire you and to just be a really helpful resource that you come to time and again to help you look at your home differently and help you make changes that are meaningful to you and that help you fall in love with your home every time you walk in through the front door. So thank you for being here. Thank you, Rick, for being my first follower on my podcast. I appreciate it very much. If you are from the University of Michigan Dearborn, thank you. You have been such a support to me for the past 30 years, 31 years now, but I retired last year. But I have so many friends and you feel like family to me, and your support and encouragement just means the world to me. So thank you. I see you. I see you on social media. Thank you for connecting. Thank you for your support. And let's go into today's reading, and I will see you next time. Bye.
A reading from Simple Abundance, A Day Book of Comfort and Joy by Sarah von Braunach. May 6th, After the Fact, The Art of Decorative Detection. When friends enter a home, they sense its personality and character, the family style of living. These elements make a house come alive with a sense of identity, a sense of energy, enthusiasm, and warmth, declaring, "This is who we are. This is how we live." Ralph Lauren. Shortly after my husband and I were married, my parents moved to a smaller home in a different state and began divesting themselves of furniture and belongings. Because of my love of Victoriana, my mother gave me my grandmother's 19th century front parlor suite, a love seat and two chairs, which she had purchased at an auction in 1921 at the Ritz Hotel in New York City. She also gave me a pair of turn-of-the-century china lamps. Shaped like urns, the lamps, which sat on brass pedestal bases and were nearly 4 feet high, were forest green with gold leaf trim and featured a huge pink calla lily in the center. The lamps were hideous, but it took me years to open my eyes and realize it. This authentic awareness came as I was attempting to bring order, the third simple abundance principle, into our lives. I began to do this by wandering through the rooms of our house, dispassionately observing our patterns of living, how we stored things or didn't, what areas became catch-alls, where we succumbed to the tendency to take things out but not put them back because it wasn't convenient. During the course of this investigation, I turned my attention, like a detective pursuing a crime scene, to examining decorative objects that surrounded me daily, especially noting their presence and validity. "Who lives here?" I asked as I began searching for myself. Every time I came into the living room, I find myself recoiling from those lamps. "God, they're horrible," I would mutter under my breath and move on. Finally, one day, God's interior decorator said in desperation, "Well, get rid of the damn things and stop whining." "What are you doing?" my husband asked as I was removing the objects of revulsion. "I hate these lamps and can't stand living with them for another moment," I told him. "I've hated these lamps for 15 years but never said anything because I thought you loved them." "I thought I had to because I grew up with them and my mother gave them to me, but I don't and I won't." "Help me understand," he said incredulously. "It's taken you 15 years to discover this? 15 years? What can I say? Some of us are heavy sleepers and rouse very slowly. 20 years can go by before you realize one bright sunny morning that your mother's grand piano doesn't fit into your city co-op or lifestyle, especially since you don't play the piano. Or perhaps you've outgrown the veneer bedroom set that you got from a thrift shop for your first apartment and have repainted 3 times. If the thought of picking up the brush again makes you want to cry, don't do it, even if it's practical. Instead, look for another bargain that you'd like to live with. During the 1870s and 1880s, a philosophy known as the aesthetic movement sprang up on both sides of the Atlantic and began to focus on beautifying every aspect of Victorian life. The heart of the movement was realizing the importance of nurturing the soul through beautiful surroundings. This week, I'd like you to wander slowly through your home and glance at the objects that surround you daily. Are you really comfortable with them and what they whisper about you? Do you love them or just live with them? It doesn't matter how you acquired these objects. No immediate decisions need to be made as to whether or not you should keep them. Awareness is all we're seeking. Above all, don't be embarrassed by how long you may have waited to start searching for your authenticity. "To one who waits, all things reveal themselves," the 19th century English poet Coventry Patmore reassures us, so long as you have the courage not to deny in the darkness what you have seen in the light.
A few points from today's reading. I love how Sarah says, observe your patterns of living and notice how are you storing things or not, and what areas are becoming catch-alls. She also suggests that you examine the objects that surround you daily and ask yourself, who lives here? Wander around slowly through your house and notice the objects that are surrounding you daily.
Are you comfortable with them and what they whisper about you? Do you love them or just live with them? You don't have to make immediate decisions. Awareness is all that we are seeking. If you like this recording, please share it with someone. If you are looking for products to add to your home to make it a little bit more meaningful, please visit my online shop, essentialpairings.com. Thank you so much for being here.